Spotify makes a billion. The latest from podnews.net with Podcastle. Create, edit, publish and grow. Spotify has released its Q1 24 financials. The company made over $1 billion worth of gross profit for the first time and returned nearly $200 million of net income. Spotify's profit margin for Q1 increased year on year. The company laid off 2,300 people last year and raised prices in many territories, and ad revenue grew 18%. The company now has 615 monthly users. There's more details in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. 86% of branded podcasts increase a brand's affinity with their listeners, says new data from Signal Hill Insights. Branded podcasts also help with brand recall. The 2024 Branded Podcasts Benchmark Report is released today. iHeartMedia has launched the Women's Sports Audio Network, which it calls the first ever audio platform dedicated to women's sports. Podcast analytics and insights platform Cohost has announced the publication of its second annual State of Podcast Agencies report. The biggest issue for podcast agencies is trackable ROI, which impacts 33% of them. In the UK, Audiolab has been launched by AdWanted UK. It's claimed to be the first cross-platform digital audio measurement solution in the country. We covered Spotify's quiet withdrawal from the IAB on Monday. Today, we link to the IAB membership costs rate card, which is based on domestic revenue in the US. We've worked out what Spotify's domestic revenue might be, and we've worked out that the IAB membership bill for Spotify could have been more than $500,000. We're sure that they didn't charge at rate card, though. In commentary about Spotify's IAB withdrawal, Rain's Brad Hill calls it a signal of extraordinary self-sufficiency. He also notes that the IAB's website still lists Spotify as a member of the IAB Podcasting Technical Working Group. We're told this is an error. Not least, the named contact, Kevin Sachs, left the company at the end of March. There's a new podcast studio in Brookfield in Illinois. Crime Junkie is to be a 24-hour radio station. It's a 24/7 true crime radio station on Sirius XM, which launches on Friday morning. The Audio Drama Directory is an online resource with the goal of offering the most comprehensive listings of websites for audio drama enthusiasts. It's new to us, but it's been running since last year. Roland is to release a podcasting kit, Go Podcast. Gives you a USB microphone and an app that supports video and live streaming. The Peabody Awards has announced some nominees, including for its podcast categories, and Wondery has launched Wondery Plus, its curated premium podcast service for UK podcast listeners. We're promised lots of British content, a localised and curated ad-free experience for UK audiences, and who knows, maybe a promise to spell the word colour correctly. And in podcast news, Lear's Gals, described as a low-rent, southern-fried twist on a literary classic, is available in full today. It's the first production from Mind's Eye Podcasts. And Transit Unplugged reached episode 300 today. The show tackles issues like zero emissions, the bus manufacturing crisis in the US, and changing ridership patterns. Today's episode is a special Transit CEO roundtable, recorded live at the Think Transit conference, and features an unscripted look into the lives and careers of four leading transit CEOs, all of whom we hope take transit to work. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Podcastle. Create, edit, publish, and grow your podcast all in one collaborative AI-powered platform. Make your voice heard with Podcastle. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.